Hi, and welcome to today's episode. I'm Joey Fight from thephysicaleducator.com.
I'm Nathan Horn from iphysed.com.
And this is the Phys Ed Podcast. So Nathan, how's it going, man?
Yeah, not too bad, Joey. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Things are warming up here. It's been pretty cold. I'm in Montreal right now. So last week it was like minus 39 degrees Celsius outside. So yeah, things are finally warming up. How are things there?
Nice. It's much warmer over here. We're pushing the plus 39 degrees Celsius over here in Singapore. So it's a bit of a 60 degree temperature swing.
Yeah, it's a little different, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is our first episode. This is the first time we're actually trying to do this. We've been talking about it for a while. And the reason we want to start a podcast, just for you listeners that are listening to this right now, is since the beginning of the year, I never really used to listen to podcasts. I'd listen to the radio when I drive to work, and I kind of got sick of listening to the same songs, I guess. And I really got into podcasts. Like, I don't know, Nathan, do you listen to any podcasts?
Yeah, I've listened a little bit to the Freakonomics podcast for a little while, and also to a local Australian, Hamish and Andy, these two DJs from Australia. I've listened to them a little bit, but yeah, similar to you, Joey, I hadn't really sort of like caught on to the whole podcast thing for a while, and then you actually introduced me to the Random Show, and I've been listening to that a fair bit. So yeah, it's definitely something that is interesting and it's out there.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, like I'm driving to work every day and I wind up listening to the social media podcast, and I was just thinking it'd be so nice to have something that actually had to do with phys ed. So since there wasn't anything up there, that's kind of why we're starting this. So hopefully everyone listening to this, you'll enjoy it. It's going to be a little rough when we first start off because we don't really know exactly what we're doing. But hopefully we'll get better with time.
We'll get there. The more people that listen to us, the better we'll get.
Yeah. So just talk about the format. We want to keep this format really nice and loose. Like, we just we want to talk about different things that we're teaching in phys ed. We also want to talk about anything cool that we've seen, that we've learned from Twitter, let's say like apps or web tools or any books we're reading, any shows we're watching, but always keep it related to phys ed. And at the end of the episode, we also want to make sure that we leave you with one cool idea, something that we think is really cool that we're excited about going out and trying. So maybe you'll go out and try it too. So hopefully you'll get something out of this podcast, and if nothing else, well, at least Nathan and I are having fun making it.
Exactly. We also, like, as time goes on, we like you guys to share your ideas with us and sort of collaborate with us on this podcast. And, you know, there could be times when we could have some guests on the show, sharing some ideas and letting us know what you're doing in your phys ed program, because such a strong community of PE geeks out there at the moment that we could really use your help as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great having other people join in. So, Nathan, tell me what you're doing with iPhys Ed right now.
With iPhys Ed, we're just sort of slowly building as we go on. Just had some business cards printed, so I'm really just trying to get them out there at the moment in Singapore and sort of get iPhys Ed's name up and about, and looking into trying to do some more sort of workshops and consulting work here in Singapore, because there doesn't seem to be a lot of people doing that sort of stuff with all the tech in phys ed at the moment. It's definitely a niche market here in Singapore.
Yeah, and by the way, your business cards look sick, man. You sent them to me. How did you make them again?
Just made them on Pages. So just use the business card template on Pages, and saved it as a PDF, took it down to a local business here in Singapore. Asked him, could he print them out? He had them done in an hour. So yeah, it was cheap and it was easy.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the thing with Pages. People like that's the number one question I get with thephysicaleducator.com all the time, is like, how did you make that? How did you make that? I just do everything with Pages. It's crazy what you can actually get done with that program.
Exactly. It's one of my favorites. Like, I hadn't had a Mac for a long time, and I sort of went from PC to Mac a couple of years ago, and was the best thing I ever did, for a number of reasons, but Pages was definitely high up on that list. Like, the same as you, I use it for everything. Like, I struggle. My work computer didn't have Pages on it, for a long time, and I really struggled to get things done without it. So yeah, I don't know, use it. It's great.
Yeah, no, I honestly use it for everything. Like, I'm actually redoing some icons right now. I'm redesigning the resource section of thephysicaleducator.com.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I find like it might be a little like a little confusing. There's too many things hidden behind other links, so I'm trying to make it a little bit more visual. So I'm redesigning all the icons for that, and right now they look pretty good. Hopefully I'll have it launched by the time this podcast goes out. But no, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, what else is happening with physicaleducator.com at the moment?
Well, right now it's cool, you know, like it's a good time because we got people getting involved. Ryan Foy, who's a PET student from Nova Scotia, he started blogging for us. He just wrote a great blog post on the 7 habits of highly effective phys ed teachers. Did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, I checked it out. It was really interesting.
Yeah, no, so you know, like he's right there. I've got a few McGill University students who want to get involved. They're going to be helping me with some like the Pinterest and the PE chat stuff. And yeah, just like I'm still working on those things. I got a few new projects that I'm kind of keeping secret for now. But I am pretty excited about those. And a lot of it's going to be about redesigning the site, just making sure that like it's really easy to navigate and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned Pinterest just now. Like, have you been using that at all? Because I've started to use that and sort of like I'm finding it really, really useful.
See, the thing is, like, I like Pinterest. I'm like, I love looking at it. I for some reason I can't get the hang of it. And I find like I kind of pride myself on the fact that I know how like social media works. And Pinterest, I just have such a hard time with.
Yeah.
But then I see my girlfriend who could literally spend like a whole week on Pinterest. And it's just like connecting with all kinds of people and finding all kinds of cool content.
I know.
So I'm trying to...
My girlfriend's exactly the same. And all nearly every female I know is obsessed with Pinterest. Like, and for a long time, I was so against it. And then finally, I sort of gave in. And now, I mean, like, I'm using it basically as a storage space for resources. Like, I'm finding that I'm using it throughout the day now when I'm at school. Just sort of like, oh, yeah. I have that resource saved in Pinterest. I go to Pinterest. It's all organized in the boards there, and it's really easy just to find what I want. Like, I'm a really visual person, so having it sort of there visually in front of me is really much easier to find. Like, I can't use the bookmarks bar on my web browser or anything because it's not visual enough for me.
Yeah. What's your Pinterest username, by the
Pinterest
way?
Pinterest username is Pinterest.com ifized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a phys educator, like my Twitter handle for the site. But no, I haven't really been doing too much. I've been trying to connect with people there, but I'm focused on so many other things right now. So
yeah, well, I mean, like I'm not really using it as a connection thing, like at the moment, I guess. Like, I guess that's there, but like I'm really using it just as a storage space, as a bookmarking tool more than anything. Yeah, like it's just if like I found that I was seeing all this cool stuff online and I didn't really know how to keep up with like storing it all. Like I would bookmark something and it would get lost in a list of 100 bookmarks. I'd never find it again. So now I just have the pin it button on my browser and I see something cool that I think like relates to school or to phys ed and I just pin it and it's there. So I don't know. I'm finding it easier to organize all the things that I find online at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, it reminds me kind of like Delicious. Did you used to use Delicious?
No.
So Delicious was a similar thing. It was like social bookmarking. And I remember when I first got on Twitter and started talking about phys ed on Twitter, there was a few other people who were using Delicious. And I think Delicious got sold or they got bought. Anyways, it kind of just fell apart.
Yeah.
But it's interesting thinking now that like looking at Pinterest, kind of like a more visual, Delicious where it is really that actually I guess you're just bookmarking things. Right. So
yeah,
no, that's smart. I think I'm going to give it a second try here. Okay. I'm going to add that pin it button and I'll start bookmarking stuff as well.
All right, go for it.
So yeah, aside from that though, the site, and I'm pumped. I'm giving a few workshops in February. I'm talking about purposeful phys ed and tech and phys ed. Just to local school boards here. And I'm giving a full day workshop with one of the school boards that I'm really excited about. We're going to be getting the teachers moving and actually going through like a purposeful phys ed unit plan. And I'm showing them how I use tech throughout it and how I use like numbers, let's say, to do the planning beforehand, like breaking down the curriculum. So I'm really excited about those workshops I got coming up here.
Nice one. Yeah, I just went to a workshop with Jared, Mr. Robbo on Twitter, the PE Geek, as some of you listeners might know. He was here in Singapore. Actually, he did a whole trip around Asia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Kuala Lumpur, doing workshops on connected PE. And it was fantastic. Like, I didn't really know what to expect when he came. Like, I've had a lot of contact with him on Twitter, as I'm sure you have, and a lot of other people have. And he was great. Like, he was really, really knowledgeable, open to sharing his ideas and just sort of like getting the word out there. And it was really interesting for me to see that there are a lot of phys ed teachers, especially here in Singapore, that have iPads in their schools where their kids are one-to-one with iPads or iPods or whatever. And they had all these apps, but they didn't know how to use them. So I think it was really beneficial to have him sort of like take people through the apps that he's made as well as other apps that are out there and get them to use it. And I was really lucky to actually spend some time actually presented with him during his workshop, which was great for me. It was my first workshop presenting experience. And it went really well. Sort of like just talked to the teachers here in Singapore about using Twitter as a way of building a professional learning network. And we're really trying to get the hashtag PhysEdSG up and running at the moment. And it was a little slow to start. A few people like not really sure about Twitter and whether they wanted to use it or how it worked. The last week or so, I've had a few bites from different people sort of starting to use the hashtag. So it's good. Like, we're really starting to build a bit of a community here.
That's awesome, man. You know, whenever I give a workshop, that's the first thing I said, I always tell them, like, okay, I'm going to show you a lot of cool stuff today, but if there's one thing I really want you to, like, leave with, one thing I actually want you to go home and do is go home and create yourself a Twitter account and start connecting with teachers on Twitter. And I always say that, and I find, like, usually I'll give a workshop, and let's say if there's, like, I don't know, like, 60 people there or, like, 100 people there, I'll maybe get like one or two people actually sign up for Twitter.
Yeah.
And then one of them will stop using it like after a week.
Exactly.
But at least you get that one person, you know, like that still counts.
Exactly. And that's it. Like, I've got like two people at the moment who are really engaging and starting to share some really sort of key information about phys ed here in Singapore. And like, it's, I don't know, I think Twitter's, it's difficult because like it's really vital on who you follow. I think like even for me when I first started, I think I signed up and first 2 weeks, like I used it and then I gave up for a couple of months because I just wasn't following the right people. And if you're not following the right people, then you're not getting that really quality information that you crave and that you can get from Twitter. So it's really sort of like, you just got to stick with it for those first few weeks, like follow the right people and just sort of like use hashtags like PE Geeks, PE Chat, Phys Ed. And yeah, it's really like, it's by far the best thing that I ever did in terms of expanding my knowledge of phys ed and building connections.
Yeah, and speaking of following the right people, because that's so true, like you don't see the value of Twitter until you have an actual like full-on conversation with someone that's really beneficial to you and to them. But I'm actually starting, that's a recommended resources section on the site. And there I'll be having like who to follow on Twitter, what websites to check out, and all that. I used to have it on the site, and for some reason when I redesigned the template and redesigned the site, I took it off because I wanted to do something special with it back then, and I just never got around to doing it. So now I'm dedicated. I'm going to try and get that done within the next week.
Yeah.
So hopefully any of you who are starting off on Twitter, you can check that section. It will be the recommendations section on the physicaleducator.com, and yeah, it will give you a little boost onto who to follow on Twitter.
Yeah, I have a little section on iphysed.com as well, like a little iphysed links on there, which I started, but I haven't really updated it for a while. So it has like the physicaleducator.com, the pegeek.com. I've got a PYPP with Andy. Have you seen any of his stuff?
Yeah, Andy's amazing. We email back and forth, and I've got him on Facebook now too. But just such a great guy, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he sent me an email out of the blue the other day, and all it said was, "I love your website." And I was like,
yeah,
that's
what he does.
You're just the nicest guy. Like he, I guess, like really, like going even further back, like he was, I guess, the first guy, the first thing that I saw really online that really like sparked my interest in being online and like seeing what he was doing and then like seeing what he was doing, seeing, and then sort of found the physical educator and found like started following you. And yeah, like it's really like just grown from there. And now like, you know, I've got a few other blogs on my phys ed links there on iphysed.com, but I really, yeah, I want to start building them as well. But I guess like I'm looking at more at blogs at the moment. Like, that's a big focus for me, is like phys ed blogs. Cause I've started my school one this year, and the kids love it and the parents love it, cause it's a great way for the whole community to see what's happening, in PE. And it's really sort of like, I don't know. I'm finding that, like, maybe before I got to the school that I'm at now, that PE and phys ed wasn't really seen as being an important subject. Like, it was just a chance for the kids to go and play. But, like, since the parents and even the admin have seen sort of, like, the stuff that I'm doing, they're really sort of, like, the excitement's there and people are taking it a lot more seriously, which is great.
That's awesome, man. No, I've been wanting to start a phys ed blog. The thing is, with my school board, there's all kinds of restrictions. Like, they told me I had to do a website through the portal, which I wasn't cool with. So I actually want to start a phys ed newsletter because I think that is a big problem. Like, so many parents assume that phys ed's still like it was when they were in school, when they were in phys ed, and they don't realize that it's really changed. And like what we focus on in phys ed, like our outcomes and everything, have really changed. And I think it's important to communicate that to the community and to parents, so we can kind of build capacity in it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, like I said, like it's been good for me because it's been a way for me to document what I'm doing as well. So like, the way that I'm doing it at the moment is like I do the lesson and I go back at the end of the lesson and sort of like write the blog post about what's happened, add the videos, add the photos, whatever. And it's a really good way for me to reflect on what's happened.
Exactly. That whole reflection aspect of it's like amazing.
Yeah. And it's a cool way of reflecting as well. It's not like sitting down and actually writing a reflection. It's like, I love doing it. I love the whole web design, adding things, making videos, different things like that. So like, yeah, it's been great for me as a reflection tool.
Yeah. I find it pushes me too to want to do cool stuff. Like if I'm like, man, like that'd be an awesome blog post. Like, yeah, I should do that in my gym.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I go out and do like a, go over the top of like what I'm trying to do with the kids.
Exactly. I'm exactly the same. Like, I think, oh, like, what am I going to put on iPhys Ed next? Like, oh, it needs to be something cool. Let's go and try something amazing in the gym. And it might fail spectacularly, but
oh, yeah.
But whatever. Like, you've tried it and it works or it doesn't work. But yeah, like, it's pushed my teaching into areas that I would never have thought of going before.
I'm actually going to write a blog post soon about teaching a game through a story. I've done this with like the younger kids and I teach elementary K-6.
Yeah.
So if my grades like 1, 2, 3, I've been teaching Star Wars Hula Hoop Tag. I can't remember the Twitter user right now, but somebody suggested it to me on Twitter and I checked it out and it's such a sick game. But instead of like just being okay, like here are the rules. I was like, okay, we're in the universe. There's an evil empire and there's a rebel force fighting against them. And then, like, I built it up, like, as a story, and it was just so much fun. Anyways, I'll be blogging about that soon.
Yeah, kids love it, like, with the, like, yeah, just builds the excitement. And, like, it's not just that, again, oh, okay, we're playing this today, guys. Like, it's that sort of, like, they feel immersed in what they're doing, and then it becomes fun. And then the engagement levels just go through the roof when it's fun.
Yeah. So what are you teaching right now in phys ed?
Right now, like I'm
sharing all these things with the parents and whatnot, but where are you actually teaching?
Yeah, so I'm elementary as well. Like I teach K-1 to grade 5 here in Singapore. So I guess it's pretty similar to you. So we're doing dance at the moment. It's a movement composition.
Okay.
So I sort of like, you know, I think most phys ed teachers out there would say that like teaching dance isn't their favorite thing to teach. Like it's one of those ones that always maybe feels a little bit uncomfortable and you don't want to do. So I sort of was thinking before, like over the Christmas breaks, I knew I was coming back into dance. Like, how am I going to make this exciting for the kids? How am I going to make it exciting for me? And I was over the Christmas, I was playing Just Dance on the Wii at my girlfriend's place in Vancouver. And I thought this would be so awesome to do with the kids. So the only other issue then was like, well, there's potentially only 4 players that can play, whether you use the Wii or the Xbox. And, you know, I've got a class of 15 to 20 kids. How am I going to make this work? So I just went onto YouTube and searched Just Dance videos. And there is pretty much any of the dances that are on any of those games, they're on YouTube in a really HD format. So I just really? I just use that. Like I put it up on the screen and the kids go wild for it. Like it is, I've never seen kids like all the way from K-1 up to grade 5 just be so engaged in dance.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And like I sort of used it at the start as a way of like just getting the kids in there now, and I'm finding now what I'm doing is like I'll use that a little bit at the start of the lesson. Like I will do one or two dances at the start of the lesson as a group, and then we'll sort of branch off and do something a little bit more creative. Like I've been teaching this diamond dance, which is just basically like following the following the person at the front of the diamond, and then going back into another dance just to keep them excited and stuff. So I blogged a little bit about it on ifiz.com, Enhancing Dance. So if you can go there and check that out, and sort of it'll show you sort of the things, the steps that I've taken and the things that I've done for starting that unit.
By the way, anybody listening to this, all of the things that we talk about in the podcast, like all the links and everything, we're going to put that all in the show notes. So if you just go, if you check out the show notes to this episode, you'll be able to find all the links. So we'll make it really easy for you to check all this stuff out. So, I did my So You Think You Can Dance unit right before the break. And again, it was just like, it was a big success. Like the kids just really get into it. And it's just so much fun seeing kids that usually would be like a little bit shy in class, just really getting engaged with something that's so creative and like out there, you know? So, I'm really glad definitely. That dance has become part of my curriculum too.
Yeah, no, like, and I've used your, like, I guess like I used your So You Think You Can Dance unit plan at the start, and I've sort of like adapted off it a little bit, but like it was definitely a good starting point. Like I showed the kids those videos that you had linked on So You Think You Can Dance. They love the hip hop one. All the kids love hip hop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then you put Jive on and they're like, what is this? Like, we want hip hop. We want hip hop back.
I had a group of students put on a great Jive choreography. Like, it was really good.
Yeah.
Like, we used the Do Your Thing song by Basement Jacks. Yeah. And the kids, I was so impressed with it. Did you see what was happening on Twitter? There was a few teachers using the So You Think You Can Dance unit.
Yeah.
Matt Pomeroy and I think John Tate. They're having their, like, one school's in the UK, one school's in Wisconsin. And they're having a dance-off over, I think they're doing over Skype. Yeah, live. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Like, I saw that and I was thinking, like, I'd love to get my kids involved in that, but they're just not there yet. Like, I think that's going to be a next year thing. Like, but yeah, no, they're definitely into it. Like, it's, I don't know, like, I guess it's probably huge in Canada as well. It's huge everywhere, like Gangnam style.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah, the kids go nuts.
Yeah,
for it.
We've got, like, because, like, being an international school, I think we've got, like, 50 different nationalities at our school. So, it's, like, kids from all over. We have a really large Korean population, and they go wild for it. Like, down to the point where, like, all of the non-Korean kids now know all the words in Korean.
Really?
So, you put it on, and, like, the whole class will just be singing Korean. Like, it's the best thing that ever happened for the Korean language.
I have one Korean student, and I remember the first time I played the song, she ran over and she's like, this is in my language.
Yeah.
And I'm like, awesome. Like, do you speak it? She's like, no, but I know it's Korean. Yeah. She just like ran off and continued dancing to the song.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's my definite go-to. Like, if things are really starting to wane and people are like, oh, I don't know, whether it's just Gangnam style, everyone's back in 100%.
That's awesome. So, Nathan, now, like I said, like in the format, we were talking about how we want to organize this. We want to talk about any books or blogs or Twitter accounts we're following, any like apps and web tools. So do you have anybody, any blogs or any Twitter accounts you're really following these days, people you're getting a lot out of?
Yeah, like in terms of people following, like I've just sort of started Dr. Ash Casey, like who's one of the other PE chat moderators, like sort of I've started following his blog. And it's really like, it's really great. Like the way that he breaks it all down into layman's terms, I guess, if you want to put it that way. Like, I don't know. I know that you've had a lot to do with him, so I don't know whether you want to talk more about it, but yeah, definitely. I've been following that one a lot.
Yeah. Well, what he's doing, his major themes in PE, his blog post series is really sick. Like it's, we had an email, thread going back and forth. Like we were talking about it a few months back and just saying how important it would be to take some research articles and translate it into like regular teacher talk, you know, like things that like, because even me, like I'll get sent these research articles, I'll start reading and they're just really long and like it takes you forever to actually figure out what the findings are and then to actually try and decide, okay, like how can this help me in my gym? And Ash, what he's doing is he's doing that for us. So he's taking these research articles and he's breaking them down and like I love the fact that he gives like the takeaway message like right at the beginning. Where he's like, this is my takeaway message. Like, this is what I think of this. Keep that in mind. And here's the rest of like the article, like in terms that you'll feel comfortable reading. It's not that you won't, it's not that you don't understand a research article. Like we'll understand it, but it's just, we don't all feel comfortable reading like that kind of writing, I guess. So he's kind of changed it. He's changed the language a bit. He's made it a lot more accessible. So
yeah, definitely.
Hats off to him, you know, like, and he's, I find it's great. He was like, He contacted me. He's like, you know, I really want to try to do this once a week. And I think now I think his fifth one's on the way, and it's been 5 weeks, so he's doing good.
Yeah.
So good for Ash.
Yeah, and I mean, like, for me, like, the time difference, like, I come in on the tail end of his and the start of yours in my morning time here in Singapore. And, yeah, like, it's always, I feel like that one, like, especially with him, like, it's always really popular. There's a lot of people engaged during that time zone.
Yeah, no, his time zone always gets a lot of people. But then again, it might just be him. Like, you know, he asked really good questions during his moderation, so.
Exactly.
Good for him.
Yeah, no, the other things, like, I follow, like we were mentioning Andy Vasili before, like, PYPP with Andy. Like, I'm in an international baccalaureate school. Our curriculum's a PYP primary years program. So his blog is perfect for me. Like, I don't know how he keeps it updated as regularly as he does and as in detail as he does, because I struggle sometimes to keep mine updated. But he always has good ideas. Like, and he's always trying new and different things. Like, I know I found his inquiry cycle that he'd posted, I think, late last year or middle to late last year. And that really, like, got me thinking about creating my own inquiry cycle, something that was going to work for me. And, like, I've now posted that on ifiz.com.
Yeah, check that out. It looks great.
Yeah, so you can check that out as well. Like, I've made that. I'm starting to use it now, like, starting to plan my next units. But, like, yeah, he's great. He's really, like, if you haven't checked out his work, whether you work in, like, a public board or an international school or whatever, like, really check out his blog, PYPPE with Andy. Like, yeah, just loads of good stuff.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's just the amount of detail he puts in. Like, he really gives it, like, all away. Like, you could literally read a blog post and have an exact idea of how to go running in your gym right away, like, not have to do any extra work to it. So,
yeah,
that's great.
I really like his idea of the sportfolio as well. Like, that was something I was interested in trying. Like, have you seen that?
Yeah, I remember he showed it to me a while back.
Yeah, like, it's, like, I would like to use it, but I'm just thinking, like, how I can make it more digital. Like, I'm trying to do digital portfolios with mine at the moment. And so like, trying to work out the best way to have a digital sportfolio, if you like.
Yeah, you know, I'm toying around a lot with Evernote these days and creating student portfolios with Evernote. By the way, have you ever heard of a Doxy scanner?
No.
Okay, from what I understand, like, I've checked them out. They're, like, $150, I think. But it's, like, a little scanner, and it takes one sheet at a time. But anything you scan, it automatically uploads to your Evernote account. And I think it even tags it with whatever tags you assign to it.
Nice one.
So that's just great for, like, because, like, if I'm, like, I've always, like, these paper documents in my class from student work, and it'd be sick to just be able to, like, digitize all of that and start creating these, like, online portfolios.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I already kind of keep an online portfolio going with, like, notes and, like, and photos and links to videos of stuff that happens in class. But I feel like that would be kicking it up to, like, the next step there.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. I'll have to check it out.
Speaking of Twitter accounts and blogs and everything, one person who I just love their work is, I found this YouTube channel about a year ago from a guy called, I think his name's Brian, but online he's just Phys Ed Games. So youtube.com/PhysEdGames. And what he was doing, he's making these animated keynote videos, and he just explains a game. He's like, this is the name of the game, this is the equipment you need, here's the game. And the videos are always, like, under 2 minutes long. But it's just a great way to, like just give you, like, an overview of the game and explain to the rules quickly to you. And I really liked his YouTube channel. He's got a decent amount of subscribers and everything. Like, he's doing really good. And there's a lot of content on his channel now. He also has his website, physedgames.com. And now he just joined Twitter. So he joined Twitter, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe. And I've been following him. And I actually reached out to him because, you know, like, I make the game sheets for the physicaleducator.com. And
yeah.
I've been working on game videos for a while. And I wanted to make sure, like, you know, like, I wasn't stepping in on his turf. So I actually reached out to him. We had a good conversation about how we could kind of work together on things. So that was really cool. Like, he's just a really nice guy, and his work's really good. Like, you'll find plenty of ideas for games there. So
yeah, like,
yeah, you should check it out.
You introduced me to him, like, yeah, like, just this week, I think, probably. And I've used it already, like, today to find a game for one of the classes that I had. So it's, yeah, like, it's great. Like you said, it's really short, sharp, concise. Like, and, you know, like, I feel like so many phys ed teachers, like, especially when I was going through university and stuff, like, you're looking for ideas, And some of the websites out there and different things out there, it's really difficult to get an idea of what the game actually looks like.
Yeah.
There's a list of equipment, a list of rules, a list of this, a list of that. But to actually see the game in action, if you will, like it just makes it so much easier to then implement that into your own lesson.
Yeah, totally. Like, I just seen like a few of his games, and even like, you know, like I'll see, and because he gives like a very basic version of the game, it's really easy for you then afterwards to be like, oh, like I'd modify this, I'd add this, and then you really build the game up. So that's fun. I've been using a lot of my younger years, and I've been getting a lot of cool ideas.
Where's he out of?
I don't know. I haven't asked him where he's based out of. I'm assuming he's American.
Okay.
But I don't know. I can't confirm that.
Cannot confirm nor deny.
I'll put it in the show notes. I'll try to figure it out and I'll put it in the show notes. All right. Any Nathan, any apps or web tools you've been using lately?
Well, my iPad is sadly out of action at the moment.
How come?
I dropped it and the screen broke.
Oh no.
Yeah, like from a very like small height as well. I sort of like went to place it down on the ground softly, and just from like that couple of centimeters too high, and it fell on the screen, and it only had a small crack to start with, so it was okay. I sort of like left it for a while, and then actually the day before I went to the workshop with Jared for his connected PE, like the crack just grew and grew and grew and grew, so I couldn't really even use it on that day. It's in the shop getting fixed at the moment. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm sort of like, since I don't have it, I've really realized how much I use it. Like, I know there are days when I feel like I don't use it enough, but like I'm really missing it a lot at the moment.
Yeah, I honestly, I think I have nightmares of that. Like, I remember my first iPod Touch, I had dropped it so many times. I mean, like I dropped it in the street. I dropped it like from high heights and it was good. And then the one day I dropped it, I think I was on a chair and it fell off the chair onto the floor and it just smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. So, I mean, yeah, like, I'm a bit out of the loop. Like, I haven't used anything for a while. Like, I just, like, just for personal use, I just downloaded something on my iPhone, like Gain Fitness. I don't know if you heard of that.
Okay. Nope.
No, it's just, like, I've only really, like, started to use it today. Now it's flashing up, giving me a notification saying that I haven't exercised today. So, I guess I better get to that as soon as we finish this. But it just sort of like, it takes your information. You can choose whether you want to do it as a home thing or a gym thing. How long you want to exercise for can be like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever. And how many times a week you want to do it. And then it just builds a series of workouts for you. So like I just put just for this week, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 30 minutes at home, and it's given me three workouts that are 20 minutes long with videos on how to do the workouts. Just really basic stuff. And like I said, it gives you notifications telling you like you need to work out now or you haven't worked out today. So it's, I don't know, it's pretty cool. Like it's a nice way to sort of like get myself a bit more motivated because I'm feeling like I'm not exercising enough at the moment.
Yeah, I know how you feel, man. I started doing, I got the Gorilla Workout app. I bought that a while ago and I have it on my iPad and it's just like daily like body weight exercises.
Yeah.
But you know, it's because last year I got a gym membership and I just never had time to go and it wound up being like such a huge waste of money because I just couldn't find the time to go because where I teach on the South Shore of Montreal, so it's actually a big commute to get there.
Yeah.
But so I've just been working out at home and I updated my Nike Plus running app. So that I can like now like it's more social, like you have friends and friend leaderboards.
Have you tried Run Zombie?
No, I haven't tried. I've heard good things though.
Yeah, I know. Like I want to try it as well. Like it worries me that it gives you a warning at the start saying like do not run into oncoming traffic. Jared talked about it at the workshop I went to and he's saying like basically like you're doing missions to like sort of run away from the zombies and like you don't run fast enough, they catch you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it sort of like makes you run without realizing it. It's like not just like running for distance, like it's interval training and it's sort of like speed training as well.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man.
The only other thing I was gonna we talked about before and like I just blogged about it. It's a little buggy at the moment, which is annoying me a little bit, but like I found this new web tool called Real Time Boards. Which, you know, like I just shared with you before and I've shared with some people on iphz.com, like It might work, it might not work. Like, it worked for me, didn't work for you. So I guess, like, anyone out there listening, try it, see if it works, let me know. But it's basically like an online whiteboard, pinboard, display board, whatever you want to call it, where you can collaborate in real time. So you can have like a number of people on there at one time, so like typing, adding photos, adding files, post-it notes, different bits and pieces. And it's just a, like, yeah, really visual. Like I said earlier, I'm a really visual person, so it's a really easy way for me to like organize information and collaborate and share with people. So yeah, like I've started using it with some of my classes as a way of like documenting discussions and things that we have. And then the kids, I post it on the blog, on the school blog, and the kids can go home and sort of like comment on any of the stuff that we've talked about in class and that as well. So like I said, it's in its beta stage at the moment. It's a little buggy, but I think once they sort that out, it's going to be a really valuable resource.
Yeah, no, it looks really cool. Like, I was checking it out. And like you said, it's buggy, but it's still in beta, right? So like, they're going to fix that soon, and it's going to be a great tool.
Yeah, I think it's only been out like a couple of weeks. So yeah, like definitely, like some, like I don't know, at the moment I'm finding like Friday it worked fine. Today it didn't work very well at all. So I don't know, it might just depend on the day. But yeah, like definitely keep an eye on it. And like if you keep an eye on ifz.com, like I'll keep you updated on how it's going, and we'll see if we can start sort of like collaborating on a shared board there and see if we can find a way to make it work for the phys ed community.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Okay, I've got two apps I want to talk about this week. And neither of them are like specifically for phys ed. But I was looking through my curriculum, and like we have a lot of elements on our curriculum here about relaxation and mindfulness.
Yeah.
So I started looking into like meditation, and I've been using something called Headspace. So it's a getsomeheadspace.com, and all that it is, it's, they have this like, okay, so you can sign up for like a paid program where it's like, I think it's like £9 a month, or they have a free program, which is called Take 10. So it's just 10 minutes of meditation a day, and it's like guided meditation, and you can access it online, or there's also apps for the iPad, or I think not for the iPad, just for iPhone.
Yeah.
But it's honestly, it's really cool. Like, it's such a good way to approach meditation. It makes meditation seem like, you know, it doesn't make it seem like, I don't know, people always look at meditation, there's like, oh, it's kind of like corny, and like, I'm not a hippie, so I don't meditate.
Yeah.
And this year's just really about being mindful and giving you a chance to kind of gather your thoughts and make sense of everything that's going on through your head. And I think for students, it's great because of the fact that like, it's just so simple. And the fact that it's short. Anyways, I'm gonna start using it with my students when we get in. We're gonna be starting a yoga unit within the next month.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do a little bit of meditation in there too. So I'm gonna be using Headspace. I'm gonna be using that Take 10 program.
Yeah. So it's just 10 minutes.
I'm really liking that.
10 minutes worth of like every day or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 10 minutes for 10 days.
Okay.
And then that's free. And then you can sign up for like the Take 15, and then there's Take 20 and Take 25 programs. I think.
Okay.
And there's Take 15 and Take 20.
Yeah,
but no, it's cool. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, I just downloaded it yesterday, so it's something that I'm keen to check it out. Like, I know you told me about it, so like I quickly watched the start of the first one in the Take 10, and it seemed really, really easy, and I don't know, just it's really cleanly designed as well. It looks pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, it's nice. Yeah. Like, I think it's a good way. Like, I'm thinking of using it just at the end of the day, like just before I go to bed, like just to sort of clear my mind, because I feel like I spend all day just like with 1,000 thoughts running through my mind, like between work, school, life, ifz.com, like just everything. So yeah, I need to clear my head a little before I go to sleep.
Yeah, I've been using it when I get home from work. As soon as I get home from school, I do it then I have tea, and then I get back to work on the site. But like, it gives me a chance to like kind of like, I don't know, just like there's so much stuff that happens in a day, and you don't even realize all the stuff that's going on through your mind. So
yeah.
Headspace has helped me kind of be more aware of that, I guess.
Okay, and what's the other one you were going to talk about?
I want to talk about Vine. Have you checked out Vine at all?
No, I've seen people with it popping up on Twitter the last few days, and I sort of like I looked at it and I watched it, and I can't make sense of it at the moment. So like, help me, Joey.
All right. So first of all, Vine's coming in this huge fiasco of like the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook situation. Like, I don't know if you've heard about all that, but basically Facebook bought Instagram.
Yeah.
So Instagram is a photo sharing service that like, you just take a photo, you add a filter to it. And it's a social community.
Yeah.
Facebook bought it for like $1 billion. And now, over the last few weeks, Twitter first said that, what was it? Twitter was saying that like Instagram photos wouldn't appear in your Twitter stream anymore. And then Instagram gave Twitter the axe. And then Twitter bought this company called Vine, and they just launched. And Vine, what it is just it's a mobile service, so it's like you take little 6-second videos. And you know how like Jared's his like replay video works, where you kind of touch the screen to record?
Yeah.
So Vine does the same thing. So you have like 6 seconds, but you don't like you can like touch the screen, let go, touch the screen. So you can kind of do like stop animations or like do like different scenes within those 6 seconds.
Okay.
And then you just share it on Vine, and you can cross-post it to Facebook or Twitter. But it's pretty cool. So it's like these little animated looping 6-second videos when you're there. So I just thought it was pretty sweet. And I saw like Blue Jay Bridge, like Mr. Bridge 204 on yeah. Twitter. He's been using it. He was sharing some of the stuff that he was doing in his phys ed class. And I've actually got like this, like last year we did a photo challenge on the physicaleducator.com. We did a photo challenge where like every day there was a theme, like it was PE picks. And every day had a theme, and then you had to submit a picture that corresponded with that theme.
Yeah.
And this year I'm redoing it again, like that post is going up on Tuesday. But I want to do it again, but I want to include Vine too, because as much as like a photo of a gym is really cool, like you don't really capture like the dynamic like nature of like a phys ed class unless it's like in video, I find.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what people like if people are gonna jump on Vine and see what kind of cool things they can make with that.
Yeah, well, I'm on my iPhone right now downloading it, so I'll try it out tomorrow and see how it goes. But yeah, I agree with you, like the video thing, like I found that as well, like especially with my school blog, like I started putting photos on and it just wasn't like it wasn't really showing what was happening. I'd have to take 10 photos to show something that I could show a video of for like 6 seconds, like you say. So yeah, no, it's downloading right now. We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Sweet. All right. So any cool ideas that you learned from the community this week? So like seeing what people are sharing with phys ed online and anything you're excited about?
I just finished the PE chat for this week with the Singapore time on project-based learning. And it's really interesting. Like, I just feel like what I got out of it was that people don't really know a lot about project-based learning in phys ed. So that's sort of like something that I'm really interested in now to go and find out why. Why is that? Like, why don't people know about it in phys ed? Like, how can we use it in phys ed? I was just talking with Juiced Langdon Doc. Do you know? Have you followed him at all? Like, I think he's in Germany somewhere. Like, I've followed him through sort of like the IB, PYP sort of stuff. And sort of like, yeah, just chatting with him and he was of the opinion, like to start with, that project based learning wasn't really like, didn't really fit within the inquiry based system that we have in the IB stuff. And sort of like through talking to him, sort of we decided that like, no, like it does, like project based learning is inquiry based learning. It's just a different name for it. And I feel like, especially in our curriculum, like the word project is a bit taboo, like, that you shouldn't be doing projects, you should be doing inquiry-based learning. So I'm interested to see, like, to learn more about that and see how that sort of fits in with the inquiry cycle stuff that I've been doing with iPhysEd.
Yeah, honestly, like, I've never worked with, like, a formal idea of project-based learning. So, like, I'm really excited to, like, today's PE chat, learning and seeing what other people are doing. But, like, I was watching a video on Edutopia on it, and it just looks really interesting, like this idea of like giving the students a challenge and going out, and that I find like that kind of fits in like what I was doing like with So You Think You Can Dance. Like, okay, here's your challenge, you need to put together like a dance choreography for the end, for like this final show where we're going to be judging everybody's dances, and, you know. So I don't know if that kind of fits into it, but anyways, I'm just really looking forward to like learning more from other teachers on that, and then seeing how I could bring it to phys ed.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and that, like, what, that was one of the things I tweeted just a while, like an hour ago. Like, you know, is this like, is it just the word? Like, is it the name project based learning that people are a little bit confused about right now? Because I feel like the more I read about it and sort of like doing a little research before the PE chat, was like, it just sounds like good practice, like good 21st century practice, like the stuff you should be doing, not just in phys ed classes, but in all of your classes, like. That's a really big thing for me, and like that's one of the main things with like iphysed.com is like, you know, like we're all using technology at the moment to enhance our curriculum, but I'm really like looking at how we can improve the critical thinking and the tactical thoughts and sort of the inquiry based stuff. And I feel like project based learning definitely like that just fits. So yeah, I'm excited about that. I sort of went into the PE chat today not really knowing what to think or knowing what was sort of like going to be out there. And yeah, like I'm excited about it. So I'm excited to wake up in the morning and see what's happened with Ash's time zone and with yours.
Yeah, it should be cool.
What about you?
Okay, this is going to sound really silly, but Jared Robinson, Mr. Robbo, he blogged about a service called If This Then That. Have you checked that out?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so If This Then That, like I've seen people using it before, but like I never really got into it. I never really checked it out. And then Jared said that, and then I was like, you know, like I wonder if there's anything way I could use it for phys ed. I haven't figured out how to use it for phys ed yet, but what I have done is I created a recipe that if the temperature here drops, like if the forecast is calling for below minus 20 degrees outside, I get a notification to remind me to bring pants to school. Because usually I teach in shorts.
Yeah.
But if it's minus 20 degrees outside, my gym is freezing. So like that's my first recipe I created. So I get a little notification if the weather's going to be cold outside and reminding me to wear pants to work or bring some track pants to work instead of just shorts. So I'm starting off with that, but I am pretty excited about like checking out different recipes and see how different people are using it.
Yeah, like I think
it's really cool, like this idea of like an automated kind of like system.
Yeah, sorry. Like I was saying, like I fit around a little bit. Like it took me a little while to understand it because I was a bit like the first couple of times I tried it, I was like, I don't really get this. And then like I stuck with it because I knew that like Jared had talked to me about it as well when I saw him last week. So I've got two recipes that I've got going at the moment. One is like to remind me of my yard duty. So I have yard duty on Monday and Wednesday. So I get an email. So like 10 minutes before I need to be on yard duty saying like, remember your yard duty. And the other one is just like I have a blog, like a Tumblr account, which is just, I just upload all my travel photos for my family. So they can sort of keep up with what I'm doing. And so like, I have a thing that now if I post a photo to Facebook, because they're not on Facebook, then it just goes straight to the Tumblr account and they can see it. So yeah, no, I'm interested to see how we can sort of like make it work more for phys ed as well.
Yeah, no, it just seems like a cool service and it seems to have like a lot of potential too. So hopefully we'll get some PE geeks working on that and we'll get some cool recipes for phys ed.
Yeah, like if any of the listeners out there are using it, like let us know. Let us know how you're using it. Share your recipes with us and we'll see if we can build up like a bank of recipes or something, I guess. A cookbook.
Yeah, cookbook, phys ed cookbook. Phys ed there cookbook. We go. All right, so I don't know about you, but that's all that was on my list for today.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a learning experience for us, this first phys ed podcast, but I think it's been good, and I hope people out there enjoy it. Like, I've enjoyed doing it with you. I always enjoy chatting with you. Like, we've been chatting more often lately, and like, I don't know, it's cool to sort of share our conversations with other people.
Yeah, I hope everybody listening, I hope you got something out of this today. And Nathan and I, we're going to keep working on this. We're going to, like I said, we're going to keep improving it. And hopefully we'll make this like a regular thing here.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyways, any closing words here, Nathan? Like, I just want to say like thanks for everybody who's listening. And I hope you enjoyed it. And you'll hear from us soon.
Yeah, definitely. Again, just from me, thank you very much. Like, just keep tweeting, I guess. Like, I guess most of the people who are listening to this are probably on Twitter. If you're not, like, sign up now. Share ideas with us. Like, if you have any ideas for what we can do with this podcast or like things you liked, things you didn't like, then yeah, just tweet us and let us know. And like Joey said before, like check the show notes underneath and like anything that we talked about today in the phys ed podcast, like we'll add links to so that you can easily find it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a great day teaching. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.